Time now for a local news update with Sharon Allseth. Once again, good morning, Sharon.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning, everyone. The City County Council's Administration and Finance Committee is postponing a vote on a hot-button issue of the 2014 budget. WFYI's Sam Clement reports.
Committee members want to take more time on deciding whether or not to eliminate the local homestead tax credit. The City County Council rejected the move this summer, and Democratic Councilor Angela Mansfield says combined with an increase from a potential expansion of the police taxing district, her constituents will be paying more next year.
I have concerns because in my district, getting rid of the homestead credit and then passing the police expansion is going to cause a double whammy on my constituents to the, at least probably $120, if not more, dollars per homeowner.
But Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard is asking the council to reconsider because of the potential savings.
This whole thing is, we just need to simplify and to make it fairer for people, and that's what this is. And when they do that, then it creates $11 million for the city.
The committee will take up the issue again September 10th. For WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.
A controversial Broad Ripple development proposal is scheduled for a hearing today. Browning Investments wants to build a $25 million mixed-use facility at College and the Canal at the site of the old Shell station. A zoning change is needed. Hearings before the Metropolitan Development Commission have been postponed before. Denison Parking will cover the maintenance and capital improvements at Presidential Place Park downtown. Denison's Mark Pratt says the company agreed to the plan as a way to give back to the city.
We wanted something where we could come and work together, and this green space proved to be the perfect spot. It needs help. We have the time. We do have the money. We'll pour a little more money into this place, but as much as anything, it's right here in the heart of Indianapolis. It's in our backyard, if you will, and we get to get out as one unit and have fun and get in the sun and take care of the park.
Annual maintenance costs for the park are about $15,000. The Parks Board will need to approve any capital improvement projects, and officials hope other public-private partnerships stem from this deal. About 6,000 people are signed up for a rideshare program as construction begins at the I-65-70 split downtown. Commuter Connect says about half in the program are already using carpools, taking the bus, or riding bikes. Manager Andrew McGee hopes participation continues even after the project is completed.
I think a lot of times it's, you know, that fear of what do you do when you don't have your car at work, or I don't know anyone to carpool with, or I don't know what bus routes to use. So people stick to driving alone because it's easy, and we try to make those other options easier for them to do.
The roughly $12.5 million South Split project is being done to increase clearance of 7 bridges. It should take about 2 months to finish. And Toyota is recalling 200,000 vehicles worldwide for a hybrid system problem and another 169,000 vehicles for an engine bolt defect. The first recall is over an inverter in the hybrid system for the Lexus RX400 and the Highlander models overseas. Some 141,000 vehicles are being recalled here in the U.S. The defect may cause an alarm to go off and the hybrid may stop running. Second recall involves the Lexus GS350, IS350, Crown, and Mark X models, including 106,000 vehicles in North America. WFYI weather, mostly sunny today, some light patchy fog this morning, high 82. Mostly clear tonight, low 61. Mostly sunny tomorrow and Friday with highs near 81. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 86. Right now it's clear and 57 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
All right, Sharon, thanks so much. Well, look at sports. Things could have been easier for Serena Williams at the U.S. Open. Yeah.